Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deborah Jean Palfrey, headline, PrisonPlanet.com, exclusive, D.C. Madam predicted she would be suicided, rape, beating, maiming, disfigurement, and more than likely murder, disguised in the form of just another jailhouse accident or suicide would await me. So not only did she say here that they might kill her, or that she would never commit suicide, she said it in writings. If taken into custody, my physical safety, most probably my very life, would be in jeopardy. She wrote in 91. Okay, it just goes on. Folks, bottom line, she, and I want the government to know, and I know you got the phones all tapped, so it doesn't matter, you have recordings of it. She never told me that she had sex with Dick Cheney. She implied that to the media, she implied that here, she said she might bring it out if they didn't leave her alone, because it was hypocritical. We know there's already senators and other people she was with, and the heads of, you know, agencies. That she sent women to. It's just unbelievable. So we just played that clip of her earlier. We'll play more of the interview coming up. George, I want to get into Iran and a bunch of other issues, but this is big. This is breaking. I also want to talk about this globalist writing a big book. Former head of Kissinger Associates, has very high powered, as you know, saying, yeah, we run things. We're going to take the Internet away from you, just as I said they will with Internet too, the ways they're going to do it. We're going to take your freedoms. We're militarizing the police. We're getting rid of the U.S., global government, it's already here. There's nothing you can do about it. 6,000 of us rule you. It's all over. You want to comment on that?
I could talk all day and all tomorrow and for the next week about what you're talking about. I want to thank you for having G. Edward Griffin on your show the other day. And he was here in town the other day. And he is another fine, fine gentleman who is talking about and informing people in very, very intelligent and clear ways about the reality of what is going on and providing us, just like you are, ways that we as individuals, instead of feeling disempowered or disconnected, can make a difference. And one thing that is so important is that each and every person listening is a part of this puzzle. And either you're part of the solution or part of the problem. And every person listening, no matter what your race, your color, or how much money you got in your pocket, you can and will make a difference. And we have to come together right now. You know, and they always talk about the Mayan calendar is 2012, and I don't know how much stock I put into that. It's a nice symbology. But if you look at the Gregorian, the changes that Pope Gregory made, 2012 is right now. We're right in the middle of it on a symbolic level. The Shinola has hit the fan, folks. Hillary Clinton running for president says that she's the peace candidate, but that she wants to up the war in Afghanistan. We just had more casualties in Iraq this last month than we have for the last year. It is very, very obvious that the crazies that are controlling the White House right now are doing everything that they can to create a situation in which we go in right now in the next couple of weeks in Bob Moran. I don't think it's going to happen because I don't even think with their insane, insane minds that they're going to do it because they don't have the troops. And even if you level Tehran, they're not going to give up. And Tehran is a very, very different deal. It's three times larger than Iraq. There's, you know, many more people, and they're Persians instead of Arabs, and they're much better educated people, and there is no way in the world. And besides that, both China and Russia, both of which have the big one, have been getting real, real close with Tehran in the last year and a half. And I'll tell you what, Putin is an amazing guy. He is really standing up to Bush these last couple of years.
Even though the Carnegie Endowment on Peace basically runs Russia, I think there's another level to it.
There's levels within levels.
Say what,
within levels.
On my streams, we're going to just continue at InfoWars.com. Yeah. We'll be right back for everybody else in 3 minutes.
Okay. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at the size of that thing. Cut the chatter red, too. Lock your X-foils in attack position while I cut across their axis and draw their fire. Ladies and gentlemen, we are fighting the New World Order. They're killing us left and right, but they're getting exposed all over the world. Major issues are developing everywhere. News is coming in so fast. Brandy Britton found dead in her Baltimore home. Brandy Britton. She worked for Palfrey. No, I know. I, oh my God. The lady that worked, that we called to set up the interview, that worked for Palfrey's dead. They killed her. I mean, they'll be killing all our girls. They'll be shooting them, throwing them off bridges, and the cowardly yuppies out here will say, oh no, it's quite normal. Brandy Britton found dead in her Baltimore home. Alexis is sophisticated, refined, educated, and articulate. This may be Dick Cheney's girl. God, man. She has two bachelors of science. I just said earlier in the last hour, get ready for him to kill a bunch of people.
Remember Jack Ruby, is that six or seven of the girls who worked in his strip club mysteriously suicided themselves within a year after the Kennedy assassination. So again, this is nothing new. This is one more part in the chain of the evil that is going on. And I really appreciate what you're doing, Alex.
But she'd been convicted. I guarantee you she was trying to get out of the country, keep her mouth shut. I guess they just got to tie up loose ends. I wonder how many girls they're going to kill. Jeez, man, that's so evil. But to them, it's war. I mean, they kill a million Iraqis. Why not kill these girls?
Mm-hmm.
Alexis is sophisticated, refined. Oh, by the way, you think you're going to get away with this? You're all losing your pension funds. They're going to take everything you got. By giving in to these guys, you let them win. They're going to have their way with you now. I am just blown away right now. Let me read this. Alexis is sophisticated, refined, educated, and articulate. She has two bachelor's degrees of science, one in biology and the other in sociology. She holds a PhD from an elite university. Oh, yeah, she killed herself a few months ago. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Same thing, though. They're getting rid of the loose ends. And this is the one that Palfrey was hinting was with Cheney. We'll see what happens. You know, I'd forgotten about her killing herself in suspicious circumstances.
Well, I know you've had Kathy O'Brien on your show before.
Yes.
And Kathy O'Brien, for 15 years, has been talking about this in her book, Transformation Over America.
Yeah, Cheney likes women. He's one of the few in the guild, you know, that's... Yeah. Like he won't touch men. No.
Yeah.
He likes to rape women and break their jaws is his favorite thing. Reporting, according to her.
Yeah, and for those of you who have not read the book Transformation Over America, it is one of the saddest books that you will ever read, but it is one of the most educational.
And by the way, when I snuck in the Grove, I didn't believe, and I got other pieces later. Mm-hmm. What she's saying fits with stuff that only you'd have to be in there to know.
And at the, you know, I've been at the Grove also, and you know that little hotel right outside there. That's where they keep all the prostitutes that they used to bring in there, and then they would snuff.
In Monterey, the little town right outside.
Yeah, and they would keep them there, and then when they got too old, they'd snuff them. You know, I mean, this is, unfortunately, it's sad, but it's true. And the fact is that this is the only radio station that I know that is talking about this stuff as clearly. Now, there's a few others, you know, that are doing it, and I really appreciate it.
But they mainly obsess on one issue or the other.
Well, you know, anybody who has the courage to talk about this stuff is... You know, it's just got tremendous courage because the truth has to come out.
Well, here's the deal. These same guys are the ones who are genetically modifying everything, are giving rise to super bacteria, super viruses. They're the ones causing so much destruction, super weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And in their writings, they say, we are nihilistic. We are destructive. We are killers.
Well, they're vampires. They have a vampire. They have a separation consciousness, and they believe that the only way they get power is by taking the energy or the power of somebody else. And quite clearly, anybody who really is in connection with Source or God or whatever you want to call it, the creative energy, knows that there is infinite Source out there and there's infinite, you know, prosperity and health and love for
us. But these people damn that up. They hold it all
absolutely
to themselves.
Absolutely. And what they are doing is that they're doing everything they can through the food, through our education system, through the media, to cut us off from the reality that we are divine beings, that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And they want us to believe that we're human beings having an occasional spiritual experience. And through the change of the food, through the fluoride, through the chemtrails, through the insane television set, through this insanity with football, and I love football, but this constant destruction of the consciousness of the people of this world, not just in the United States, but throughout this whole world, they are making the people slaves, and they're doing a heck of a good job at it.
Absolutely.
But we're not going to take it. The tide has changed.
They know it. They can feel it.
The momentum has changed. People, you know, 15 years ago, you talk about this stuff, and people, they'd look at you, you're crazy. 10 years ago, they'd get in your face and be so mad. Now, wherever I go, people are coming and talking to me. They're sharing information. They're bringing me stories. They're sharing this information with their friends and their family. And because we have the objective information, and because we are supporting the universal law that all human beings are part of this creation, and that this world and this culture and this thing called our constitutional republic are worth preserving.
They are. I actually had my news article in here that Paul Watson wrote about this top globalist head of the Kissinger Group,
mm-hmm.
where he just comes out and he admits everything. But it was here in my stack. But while I'm finding that, one example of how this huge awakening is taking place is Ron Paul's book comes out today, and it's number one on Amazon. By the way, we sell it at InfoWars if you want to support us, too. Have the book there discounted with some other things. But, you know, I'm so freaked out about what's happening, so focused, really. Not even freaked out, that's not the word. So focused. Now, I get more and more focused every day that I don't even spend time plugging my books and videos and things we sell. A, that supports us, but B, more importantly, these are powerful films, whether it's Washington, You're Fired, that we carry discounted, or this isn't even available yet until the end of the month, but it's available here. We have it. American Drug War that I consulted on that I'm in, exposing how they bring the drugs in and how it's all a big scam. And this is starting to come out. This is starting to happen. Here is the story, Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed. I'm going to put this up on the document cam for everybody. And you can see the cover of the book here if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. You can see the cover of the book, and it's got the globe with a key attached to it. Hard to talk and run the studio here. I'm getting better at it, though. Superclass is the name of the book, and this is the head of Kissinger Associates, one of the head guys at the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, which causes war. And in here, they just come right out and say, we're taking your freedom, we're going to take the web, we're going to take your property, we're going to rule you. We're going to get rid of your country, due process. And he goes and gives interviews basically saying, but it's a good idea because we're the 6,000 experts and we know best. So your comments on David Rothkopf.
Well, this is just one more of dozens and dozens of examples going back to Adam Weishaupt in 1776, going, you know, through Marx and Engels, going through Albert Pike, going through Lenin and Stalin, and going through all the socialist and the communist and the collectivist, and now what we call the ultra capitalists, which are not capitalists all.
They're monopoly capitalists,
and it's a cabal of people. You know, Kissinger has been so. We've got dozens and dozens of things from Rothschild and Kissinger and from the Rockefeller saying the exact same thing. And this, you know, I became aware of this not only in my mind and my intellect, but my heart and my whole being, you know, 15 years ago. And so I am fully aware of this. And, you know, the fact is that these people are living in separation consciousness. They consider human life to be trivial. They consider only theirs, themselves, and their own family to be a value.
And that's a key point. You know, once you can decide to kill a million Iraqis,
yeah,
bomb them, once Madeleine Albright in an NBC interview can say, yeah, 700,000 dead Iraqi kids in the last...
Was it worth it? And she said, yep.
Yeah, you know, it's worth it. But if it's her kid, she's not going to say that. And see, they tell us there's no morals. They tell us nothing matters. They tell us they don't have to follow the rules, but we do. This is just an elitist argument they use. They're absolute scum. And here's the deal. I want the viewers to know this. It's either us or them. You know, and here's the problem. A normal person, a good person, loves other people, does some wrong things, gets competitive, but feels guilty about it, has that connection to everybody else, understands we're all interconnected. That's why you don't want to do something bad to somebody. It's because you feel like you're doing it to yourself, because in the law of the universe, you are. But these people are a cancer. They grow. They control. They metastasize. They think they're winning. They're really an anathema. They're really a malfunction. They're really like antimatter in the rest of this universe. And to them, I mean, it means nothing to kill people. It means nothing to kill women. It means nothing to rape children. To them, raping a child is like eating a hamburger. You know, it's an inanimate object for them. It's screaming. It's pain. It's about their power. And they've just convinced you and conned you to not care. And they've shown you and glorified murderers and torturers on TV so you would fantasize along with them, so you would accept their activities to make our atmosphere the way their atmosphere is. You see, they are seducing us all into evil because they need to have us go along with it to be able to carry it out. And so this is life and death. All of you out there watching need to know this is absolute life and death. They are coming down. They are poisoning you. They are carrying out eugenics against you. And we're going to just keep talking during this four-minute break if you're an InfoWars.com listener or if you're watching us right now on PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back in 4 minutes on the main radio networks. Stay with us. Last 10 minutes with George Humphrey. Again, go to the InfoWars.com streams, and you can listen there if you'd like. If not, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Please stay with us. Oh,
big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
There's a woman in the street. She's got a baby in her hand. She wants another hit. Segment with George Humphrey. Then we're going to get into some really serious issues with global water, the climate, what's happening. And then we've got Professor Michel Chassidovsky on his view. Will we be attacking Iran? What's the globalist next move? What does he think of the three major candidates? And I'm going to air in the last 30 minutes the Barbara Jean Palfrey clip. One of the girls that worked for her that reportedly was visiting with somebody at the White House get killed saying it, but hey, so what? Only live once, might as well call it away. I already jumped off the cliff, doesn't matter. And she killed herself suspiciously. Now Deborah Jean Palfrey, who said she would never kill herself, is dead. We got about 4 minutes left, and other things you think need to be covered, other things we should go over, Dor Temple.
Well, I think the most important thing is that the people of this who are listening to this show are committed to the Republic. They're committed to peace. They're committed to justice. They're committed to doing things the right way and to their families. And to do so, we have to go from fear consciousness to a consciousness that being totally aware of your own personal power, because no matter how much information you know, if you consider yourself, if you think of yourself a victim, if you keep watching the television, if you keep believing the race between McCain and Hillary and Obama is the real thing, if you keep watching about whether Bernanke is raising or lowering, and I follow the economics all day long, but the whole situation out there is an illusion. And if we really want to restore this country, if we want to clean up this environment, we have to come together in groups. We have to create community. And even though there's, you know, more people in this world than there ever has been, there's less and less community. There's more and more fear. As the kids are, you know, spending so much time going on MySpace and the computer, you know, they're meeting people through the computer instead of just walking down the street and meeting their neighbors. And we have to realize that God did not, does not, and did not create junk. Each and every one of us is a powerful, powerful soul. And that this day in time, in this moment, is key in the evolution of this world. And who knows what the results are if we continue to be victims, if we continue to be slaves.
Well, I want to be clear.
Yes.
You need to choose to be in control of your own destiny, which is what God created the universe.
Yep.
And even if you don't believe in God, everybody knows, you should be in control of your own destiny. The New World Order lies and says it's all science, it's all chemicals, you have no free will. That's bull. They know you've got free will.
Yeah, they want to create a materialistic, secular, atheistic...
where they program you.
Yes.
But that's the key here. Even if they kill me or set me up or put me in prison or do that
to George...
which
they're not going to do.
Which they're not going to do. Pray for us. The point is that we win. Because we made the decision to put ourselves in the way of the fist, and we know striking us down will make us more powerful than they can possibly imagine. And they know that, okay? They know that. They're afraid it'll come out that Cheney's got, you know, hookers,
yeah,
and that's why they're having to kill these women. The point is they are scared. They are weak. They are bad.
And Cheney's old news now. I mean,
yeah, they're moving on.
Yeah,
to the new, they're just cleaning up some loose ends.
Yeah, they're just cleaning up loose ends. And, you know, who's taken Cheney's position, who knows. But the point is that they're out there, and we can't keep focusing on them. We have to create our own communities, our own economies. We have to take care of our health. We have to do the things to make ourselves healthy.
Exactly. I don't obsess on them. I think they're pathetic. They're scum.
Yeah.
But I live, I don't fight them because I hate them. Or that's 25% of it. 75% of it is my love of everybody else, because I love happy people. I love humanity. Yep. I love beauty. But see, they're greedy. They're envious. They're hateful. But we're opposite. We need to work together. And that doesn't mean going and joining one group. That means just having a better attitude. Realizing we're going to win. Realizing that, you know, if they nuke us tomorrow, we still won. Because they're losers to begin with. Only a loser would want to go do all these horrible, evil things.
Well, Alex, I really... as always, I always energize by coming around here. I love you, man. You are so cool.
We energize around you, George.
you're absolutely the best. And for the people listening, support Alex. Buy his tapes. Buy his books. Listen to him. Tell your friends. And we need to create that critical mass. We're getting closer and closer. And every one of you.
One of you listening. Maybe the one that pushes it over the edge.
And if every one of you will just go to one of your friends today and bring the subject up. Just talk to them.
Commit.
Yes. Create a larger and larger awareness of what's going on and realize that we're going to win this thing. We're going to restore
the Republic. GeorgeHumphrey.com. Thank you, sir.
I love you, my brother.
Good seeing you.
See ya.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you'd like to catch.
Look out.
Yeah, sometimes, Satan! All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go to our guest. Appreciate him joining us. Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed. Superclass, the global power elite and the world they are making. And it's all admitted that they're taking our liberties, destroying our countries, transferring those powers to a private global government, that they're going to use a police state to control us, that they're going to shut down the free Internet exactly as Internet 2 says they will, exactly as I've told you, because I'm going off their own policy reports. By David Rothkopf, and this fellow, of course, heads up Kissinger Associates, Carnegie Endowment for Peace. Yeah, sometimes Satan, he comes as a man of peace. The Church Committee got their own documents, how they start wars, fund Hitler, always trying to destroy things. And the head of the Council on Foreign Relations recently republished a Club of Rome report from 1993, put it out last year, where he said, oh, global warming's not man-made and it's not real, but we're going to use it as a unifying effect so that the state directed by us can, quote, wage war against humanity, making humans the enemy. They mean the predator class against us, the enemies. And now they want to put up $5.6 billion in, quote, phone booth size scrubbers that suck up deadly CO2. They've now listed the UN as a toxic chemical. Totally ridiculous, like listing H2O or salt as a deadly weapon, or oxygen for that matter. And he says in there, but we're not just going to use terrorism as a way to wage war on the population. This is the head of the CFR, our real government. He says, we will use global warming. 1993. And then, of course, going back to the Club of Rome in 68, it's all in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You need to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement on DVD at Infowars.com or online. Watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have the webcams, document cam, guest cam. It's all on right now if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. If not, of course, everybody's listening on the AM and FM dial, shortwave internet. We appreciate you. So that's what's going on. And I thought I would get Timothy F. Ball on. He's a PhD, retired university professor, and global warming skeptic. He heads the Natural Resources Stewardship Project and formerly head of the activist organization Friends of Science, which was funded by energy companies. That's what we see here out of the good old folks at Wikipedia. And the Rockefellers are trying to basically fire Rex Tillerson of ExxonMobil because he won't join along. Hey, I'm not funded by ExxonMobil. Let me just tell you something. I know carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. I know it's been 14 times higher in the last 200,000 years. I know that it makes more oxygen that we breathe. And they've got a new environmental group today that says cut down trees that they're creating CO2, which they do exhale CO2 as well as oxygen. They're now saying kill the trees. These people at the low level are cult members. At the highest level is because they want a global tax that is stated. We sued and got the SPP documents last year from the BAMP Canada 2006 North American Union meeting, and it said it's a fraud, but that they want to use it as a way to tax us. And he has an amazing background. He's called the water man. He's an expert on global water, an expert on what's really happening with CO2. Thank you for coming on, Professor Timothy F. Ball.
Well, thanks kindly for the opportunity, and I just a little comment. Shakespeare said even the devil can use the scriptures in his arguments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible says he poses as an angel of light. You just heard my rant. I've never talked to you before. I did hear you on Coast to Coast AM. What's your take? I mean, first off, boil it down. Why are they pushing a global warming scam? What's the truth? What's the real science? And then let's get into water, and is it really scarce like they're trying to fearmonger now?
Okay, in some areas the water is short, but they're usually self-inflicted wounds. For example, municipalities using water as a loss leader to attract industry and not really taking into account the cost of delivery and dealing with the sewage waste. So there are some small areas, but overall, it's not a problem, not one that the technology isn't available to resolve. But with regard to the climate change issue, Alex, you mentioned the Limits to Growth, Club of Rome, and so on. And, of course, out of that era came a guy by the name of Maurice Strong. And Maurice Strong said that the problem for the planet of the industrialized nations isn't our responsibility to get rid of them. And I want the listeners to think about how would you go about shutting down an industrialized nation? If you think about the nation like an engine, you can squeeze the fuel line, it'll stop the engine. But if you did that, there'd be immediate reaction, and all you got to do is look at the gas prices going up and the reaction to that. But you can achieve the same thing by plugging the exhaust. If you plug up the exhaust of a car, it'll stop. And if you can show that the exhaust of the industrialized nations is killing the planet, then you effectively can shut that down.
And you can tax it, you can regulate it, you can say how big your house is. And they state it's a fraud. They know it's a fraud. Please continue, but I wanted to use one example here. If you give people the scientific name of water, dihydrogen monoxide, 99% of people on the street, and I've done this, and I've seen it done on television, you walk up and say, did you hear about the dihydrogen monoxide problem? Or did you hear about the spill? Or just say, should we ban it? They'll say, absolutely. It's water, folks, and that's as asinine as saying that carbon dioxide is a toxic waste. When am I correct in saying it is the main life gas because oxygen came later on this planet, correct?
Well, that's right. Without the plants, you have no oxygen, and the plants need the CO2 to survive. And of course, at 385 parts per million, which is the current level, that's the lowest level in the 6 billion year history of the Earth.
Exactly. And the Earth is starved for carbon dioxide, and there's studies on desertification. We need more. We should have factories making it.
Well, in fact, it is being used commercially in greenhouses. They're pumping in up to 1,000 and 1,200 parts per million and achieving four times the yield. And what this indicates is that plants, which evolved over the last 300 million years, when the average atmospheric level was between 1,000 and 1,200 parts per million, that's the level that they function best at. So at 385, they're essentially malnourished. And, of course, Al Gore and the gang want to reduce that level even more. And at 250 parts per million, the plants start to die.
Now, I want to stop you.
You've got no plants, you got no oxygen, you got no life on the planet.
I want to stop you. Now, they can claim that we're all paid by the Keebler elves to say this. Folks, you don't need to believe us. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, water, and sunlight are the four ingredients that you have to have for life. It has been, now I'm going for the mainline science, you're the expert professor, but I've read all the studies, 14 times higher carbon dioxide. Plants live longer, grow faster, healthier, then they put out more oxygen. They've done studies showing that animals, mammals, insects, we want more oxygen. I want more oxygen. I don't want these control freaks taxing my air and claiming that life-giving gas is devil poison.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, you go to the football game, and what are those players sitting on the sideline but getting extra oxygen so they can perform better? And by the way, one of the things that the greenhouse and also research, people like Sherwood Idso, all the different plants they've studied, they also use less water when the CO2 levels are higher.
Have you seen the studies about how, and now they're proving this with the core samples and things they've done with the robots, the rovers, that Mars lost its atmosphere with the same thing that's happening here? I guess these bastards want us to lose our atmosphere.
Well, it certainly appears that way, and there, I guess, one of the things that underlies so much of this is that there's a very deep anti-humanism in the whole environmental movement. You know, if we could just get the people off the planet, it would be a great place to live. And you see this little things trickle out every once in a while. For example, the Greenpeace report on global warming, they said that CO2 is added to the atmosphere naturally and unnaturally. And you say, well, what do you mean by unnatural? Well, of course, what they mean is humans. And say, well, if what we're doing is unnatural, then that makes us unnatural. And so you see this very deep-seated anti-humanism in all of this.
Are you kidding, sir? I've been to the meetings where every professor there walks around saying everyone needs to die, and I have their graduate papers from their students saying all humans must be killed. I mean, this is a vicious cult, and they all work and have access to bioweapons labs.
Well, and of course, that's at the very basic level, but at the intervening level, of course, the idea is to take control of the economy and take control of everything. I mean, if you look at what Al Gore is doing, where he's going out and telling you, oh, CO2 is a pollutant, it's a problem, we got to get rid of it, we got to reduce it. Oh, and by the way, one of the ways we can do it is carbon credits, which is absolute rubbish, doesn't reduce them at all. He then turns around and sets up a company and makes money off of it. Now, I don't know how you look at that, but it appears that might sound like fraud.
Well, exactly. I'm waiting for him to say dihydrogen monoxide.
Yeah. Yeah, there's two things about that, by the way, and it is a wonderful exercise. It plays on two things that these people exploit. One is people's fear. We have natural fears of certain things, and they're exploiting that. Oh, the sky's going to fall, the world's going to come to an end, and then the emotional words that get in there. Oh, the children are going to die. There's going to be no future, the planet, the grandchildren, and so on. So, and Michael Crichton wrote about that superbly, how they do that in his book, State of Fear. But the other thing that they're exploiting is lack of knowledge. So you can throw out that scientific definition of water, but because people don't know it, then they automatically assume, well, because of the way you're doing it, the way you're phrasing the question, this must be something deadly. And it's that, the lack of knowledge that these people are exploiting. And again,
hold on, Doc, hold on for a minute, because since you mentioned that, it's actually known as the dihydrogen monoxide hoax. Again, that's water, ladies and gentlemen. The dihydrogen monoxide hoax involves listing negative effects of water under unfamiliar scientific names, then asking individuals to help control the seemingly dangerous substance caused by most people, known to the world as monoxide, as part of the name of the poisonous gas. The hoax is designed to illustrate how the lack of scientific knowledge and the exaggerated analysis can lead to misplaced fears. Dihydrogen monoxide, shortened to DHMO, is a scientific name for water that, while technically correct, is almost never employed. Now, this is a Wikipedia propaganda piece that I just noticed. This wasn't here yesterday. I just clicked on this from Wikipedia, and suddenly they changed it, I guess, to counter me, as I did a show about it yesterday. But no, twisting it. You can go out and say, should we ban dihydrogen monoxide? And most people will say yes, okay, without even listing bad effects. So see, they're very upset that we're showing their fraud now. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and of course, I said it is that exploitation of lack of knowledge. But just to look at the CO2 thing for a second. First of all, the idea is out there that it's the most important greenhouse gas. It isn't. Water vapor is by far the most important greenhouse gas. It's CO2 is less than 4%. But the basic assumption they make in their theory is that, if CO2 traps heat, so if CO2 in the atmosphere increases, and it will because humans are producing more, then the temperature will increase. That's fundamental to their theory. The problem is the evidence shows exactly the opposite, that the ice core record of 420,000 years shows that temperature changes before CO2. CO2 does not drive temperature.
It follows, 700 years after on average?
There's about an 800-year lag, but that can be as low as 80-year lag. And, one of the reasons they stopped talking about global warming and started talking about climate change is because they've got this problem that since 2000, the global temperature's been declining.
That's because the sun has now started cooling.
Yeah, exactly. But the CO2 continues to go up. So they've got this great problem of evidence that completely contradicts what they're arguing.
Well,
so they simply shift the goalposts.
Absolutely. Please continue.
Well, what I'm saying is that they've shifted the goalposts from global warming, and now it's climate change. Well, you've only got to look at any brief period, and you know that the climate changes dramatically all the time. Say, well, why then are the public caught up in that? The fundamental Western view of the world is what is called the uniformitarian view. That is that change is very gradual over long periods of time. It goes back to Darwin and to Charles Lyell, the geologist, and so on. And Darwin needed a much older world for his evolutionary theory to occur. So he goes, okay, well, the change is gradual over long periods of time. That's built in now. So if you assume in your education that change is gradual, and then suddenly somebody says, oh, here's a sudden change. Oh, that's not natural. That must be something those humans are doing. And this is the game that's being played.
And again, I'm not getting into a debate about Darwin. The point is, this is a guy 170 years ago coming up with this stuff 150 years ago. And now everything he quotes said the world works this way, they then build all reality around that. It's like saying the Earth is still the center of the universe, because we now know that actually evolutionary changes are fast. They're sudden.
Yep, exactly. And one of the examples of that is, and I've looked at all the textbooks in North America and in Europe, and most of them are still telling the students that the Earth's orbit around the sun is a fixed elliptical orbit. In fact, it isn't fixed at all. The orbit changes every single year, and it goes from almost circular, as it is now, to extreme ellipse, as it was just 22,000 years ago. And the change is caused by the gravitational pull of the planet Jupiter. And so people say, well, oh, that's new information. No, it isn't. We've known that information for 150 years, yet we're still telling our students that the orbit of the Earth is fixed and unchanging. And we've got this throughout our system, that our view of the world is wrong. And yet it's built right into our science.
Professor, something I just noticed here. admit that water is life-giving and oxygen is life-giving, but they play it down on Wikipedia about carbon dioxide and describe it as some type of devil weapon. I bet soon they're going to say water's evil. I mean, I'm not kidding. I think the public will buy that water is a toxic devil weapon.
Well, they'll pick on anything to achieve their goals. And, of course, Wikipedia and the way that that is manipulated with people like William Connolly and these other people that go in there and put in their view of the science, and the minute you try to correct it, it's immediately corrected back.
But you know that this is now the number one reference source, and it's absolute crap. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. But, of course, what they did was they made sure that if you put in something like, say, ocean currents, the first source that comes up on Google is the Wikipedia source. They've arranged that. And when I talk to high school students, how many of you use Wikipedia? Well, all of the hands go up. And I said, how many of you are aware that it can be changed by anybody? That you can go in and edit it, but there are groups of people who monitor it and make sure that only their information, what they want
stay
out
there.
There.
Stay there. Timothy F. Ball, give out some of his websites, books, materials. Amazing. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Gentlemen, the head of GM comes out and says global warming is a complete scam. Rex Tillerson won't go along with it at ExxonMobil, and the Rockefellers come out of their hole and say, we own the company, you're gone, because they need that global tax, believe me, it has nothing to do with the earth. And all the science shows the lowest level of carbon dioxide ever is what plants breathe. Then they make oxygen as the byproduct for us. This symbiosis is what lets us live. We're healthier when there's more oxygen, but I think they're going to start SWAT teaming you if you're found to have oxygen at your house. And I'm not even joking. I think, you know, it'll be like, we're looking for oxygen. He had 1 kilo of it. It was a devil. I mean, they, I guess Professor Dr. Timothy F. Ball, Ph.D., I guess it's that the public has been so dumbed down by public education. But a lot of people aren't buying this now. So as you said, now it's just climate change, and they're going to order our lives and tell us how to live and what to do because they're the guardians of the earth. And by darn it, humans are evil, and we have to exterminate the majority of you, and this is for your own good.
Well, and of course, one of the things people forget is that part of the limits to growth and the Club of Rome was the whole thing about overpopulation, and they made that a big issue. And of course, it was Al Gore that was that organized the conference on population in Egypt, Cairo, Egypt, a few years ago. And of course, the question you've got to ask is, well, who are you going to eliminate? Which groups are you going to get rid of? And the fact is, the world isn't overpopulated at all. You can put the world population into surprisingly small areas in very comfortable conditions.
You can also build upwards. And besides, yep. World population is going to plane off at 8.5 billion, the UN admits, and then it's going to start dying because once you industrialize, you have an average of about 1.6 children.
Well, exactly. And countries that are already experiencing that, Italy is offering a financial reward for any couple that has a third child.
Russia, Germany.
And
Japan.
You look at China, where they try to deal with the population problem, they've created the situation now where there's an absolute shortage of women.
Well, they went to one child per family. Sir, they're trying to corner the market on water, grab it, double the price, tell you it's because it scares fresh water. They're trying to do all of this right now. How do we stop them? Because they're having governors announce it, corporations announce it. I mean, it's a full court press. This is the new tyranny. How do we stop it?
Well, I think that there's several things going on. First, to understand that change follows a sawtooth pattern. That is that somebody starts raising questions about what's going on, and then very gradually more and more people get onto it, and programs like yours that bring it to attention, and then all of a sudden, overnight, the change will occur. I mean, if you look at smoking and so on, for a long time, people quite, and then suddenly, bang, and now it's completely unacceptable almost to smoke. And so that's what you have to realize. These things take time, and the word's getting out there. The second thing is, of course, that the Mother Nature's doing a great job by cooling the Earth down and making all of their predictions look absolutely foolish.
Why is it that every time they have a big global warming summit, they have record cold weather and it's blizzarded out?
it's wonderful. Yeah, I like that. So you've got the fact that the Earth is cooling. The other thing that's happening is that already some of their policies that have been implemented, and only the more extreme ones,
are wreaking havoc.
Well, the ethanol thing, for example, and by the way, that's being aggravated by cool weather. The southern hemisphere has been cooling for 20 years.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we've had bad crops the last 4 years because of record cooling. So stay there, doctor, professor, top expert on climate, water, ice. I mean, his bio is 85 million miles long, but we'll be right back with him on the other side of this 70-second break. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved